Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning.
Happy, happy.
Happy, everybody.
Hi, I'm Patty Ritter, coming to you live from Cocoa, Florida during the middle of a hurricane. Even that won't stop us from watching our favorite lady. So welcome to One Funny Morning with our host, Dina Blizzard.
Hey, Patty. I've never been introduced via a thunderstorm, hurricane. Let's give it its proper due. So good morning. Good morning, Smirgengurgen. Good morning from New Mexico, said Joey Joe. It is Tired Thursday. Morning, friend. Love from Maine, said Roxanne on the YouTubes. So welcome, everybody. Random day off, putting on a pot of gravy to simmer for the day. Pasta tonight. Oh, that sounds so yummy. So yummy. So good morning. Good morning. Morning still not here. Oh, goodness. I'll tell you, morning has come too early. It is 6:30 in the morning in Colorado. So I think somebody owes me a thank you for getting up, Dina, because you should still be in bed. Good morning, Dina. So tired. Morning from Soggy Saskatoon. Judy, I have a story for you. So I'm here for this conference. And I always get to meet fun people from like all over the world. I'm chatting with this fellow. He lives in Switzerland, Zurich, whatever. I got to act like I know where that is. Hi there. Everything is perfect. Thank you so much.
I brought another tea.
Oh, you did?
To go as well. And
thank
some
you.
Honey.
I appreciate
and
it.
And that water is
so
really hot.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love your eyeliner.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you do that every day?
I do.
Do you mind showing everybody?
No.
Look, what's your name?
Betty Carroll.
This is Betty Carroll. I don't know if you can tell, but she's got sparkles all over her
Hi.
Eyes. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Betty, that's so exciting.
Oh, well,
this is my
you.
Morning show. We do a morning show every morning, and you're on it right now. And about 20,000 people are going to see
my
your
goodness.
Beautiful eyes this morning. So,
well, thank you so much.
I know. Thank you for setting
Absolutely.
Me up. I still don't know that I believe you those are gluten-free.
They are.
Are you sure? Because they have a coating.
Let me double ask my chef.
All right.
Because
I wasn't going to eat them.
Okay.
Because usually when they look that good, they're not. So I was going
to
wait.
I will check with her
it.
To
okay.
make sure.
All right.
To make sure.
Thank you. I
yes,
appreciate
yes,
it. Oh, so nice here. Everybody's so nice in Colorado. Okay. So, anyway, I'm talking to this guy, and he's using big words like Zurich. And he said, I'm originally, wait for it, Judy, from Canada. I go, oh, please. Please, sir, I am very familiar with Canada. And he was like, really? Did you live there? I said, for 48 hours, I did. He's like, oh, why do they have Southern accents? We got to ask Betty when she goes, like, girl, you're not from Canada. I mean, I'm so tired. She's like, oh, I know I'm not from Canada. Anyway, he says, did you live there? I said, for 48 hours, I did. I went to visit a friend in Saskatoon. Judy? He says, Saskatoon. Apparently, if you tell people you've been to Saskatoon, they were like, why is the number one answer question? And B, I don't even know if I said A, he was like, why again? How much have you gotten? Not a lot. Let's be honest. I made a calendar in Vancouver. I didn't want to tell him that, Shakendra, because it sounded crazy. I was like, I sat in a Starbucks there and scoped out hot men for my calendar.
Okay, so don't eat the potatoes.
Betty, so I told you, if they look that good.
Well, she said because they cook chicken and they oil.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, oh, they fry.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. I'm glad we did that. Betty,
I brought you some fruit there.
You're the best.
Do you want me to bring a different plate? Or have her?
Maybe. Maybe different eggs. I'm fine with the bacon.
Okay. Because
it's not really touching.
I'll just have her redo that. I'll be back.
Betty, everybody just said, why does somebody from Colorado have a southern accent?
Because I'm from Mississippi.
She's from Mississippi, y'all. She's from Mississippi. Yeah, we figured. We figured you were not. What brought you here?
The dry climate.
Really?
Yes. It's much better for my son, but I love it myself.
Wow, it's so beautiful.
I never did like the humidity in Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love the mountains, and I love the diversity that's here as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's so lovely. Yeah. It's so lovely. Yeah. Well, good.
Everybody's wonderful here.
It is. Yeah. It seems quite lovely. I love it already.
It is.
Day one. It's going well. Thanks, Betty.
Yes, you're welcome.
Have fun. Uh-huh. I know. No, it's so funny. Good morning from the pool in Cleveland. That is not something I hear very often. So he had definitely heard of Saskatoon. So I was bragging. I was like, yeah, she took me for Saskatoon berries. He's like, oh, the berries, you have to see the berries. Like it was just so funny. And so I think I impressed him, you know, and the funny thing is, I think I mentioned other places I've been, right? I was in Brussels, I was here, I've been here. I named a lot of fun places. The one he was the most excited about, Saskatoon. So it was very fun. A pool in Cleveland. Yeah. When I think Cleveland, I think pool. No, I don't. So I'm glad. I'm glad it's working out for somebody. Ask Betty if there are bears. We saw one in Colorado. I'm almost positive there are bears here. Oh my gosh. Can I just tell you what I did on the plane here? And it was a mistake. Like, you had sex in the bathroom. No, not as cool as that. It's a roughly 3-hour flight. Catching you before my water aerobics class. Oh, she said by the pool. She and water aerobics, girl. Yeah, that makes much more sense for Cleveland. I had the choice to watch a movie on the plane to Colorado. That's a giant spoon. Did you notice? It's the size of half of my face. Okay. I'm not proud. I watched Cocaine Bear. Now, if anyone has ever watched Cocaine Bear, please raise your hand. It's a mistake. It is a hardcore mistake. I don't know what I thought. When the movie came out, I was like, there is no way I would go pay to watch that movie. It's a movie about a bear that eats cocaine that fell out of a plane. I would never watch that movie if I can't believe I watched the whole thing. Heather, that's the crazy thing. You should watch Cocaine Cowboys. Listen, I'm not on a journey to watch movies that have the word cocaine in it. That was not, it was the crazy, it's true. Well, here's the thing, Julia. It's like, why did you do that? I don't know. I thought it was going to be like a parody, and it kind of was. But about murder by a bear sounds really dumb. And it was. It sucks you in. Missy, I don't like scary movies. Okay. Cocaine Bear took 2 hours of my life. I'll never get back. Exactly. Saw it for free. Still a waste of time. I think she did. I think Jacqueline bought Cocaine Bear. And how come she's not as, she said she bought it, but she didn't say she was affected for life. Well, let me tell you, let me unpack yesterday. A lot happened. Wasn't the mayor of Toronto known as the Cocaine Mayor? That was a while ago. Well, I'd actually like to read about that. So I put it on, and I thought that I would be amused, tickled, something. Oh, this is fun. No. No. There was a bear, aggressive, and a lot of murder by a bear. And now I'm afraid of bears.
All right.
Let's try it again.
We did used to have gluten-free potatoes. Oh, we did. But they changed them. I don't know why.
That's okay. But I have a question. Have you seen a bear while you lived here?
I have not, but I have seen the elk, and they are magnificent. Their antlers are as big as their bodies.
Really?
They're so majestic.
And you have to stay away from them.
You do, but okay. Let me tell you.
Well, she's so adorable.
I was in Estes Park, and, you know, we were driving through town, and this big elk was in the yard. And so we had to pull over. And so I was like 5 feet from it and just beholding the beauty.
In your car?
Yeah.
5 feet from the elk?
Yes. Just lovely. from here to the charcoal over there.
And does he just stare at you?
He was just grazing. He was.
And it was beautiful.
It was just so peaceful. But it was just.
I love it.
And I tell everybody they need to go to Estes Park because that
is that around here?
It's 45 minutes from here, but it's beautiful. Very majestic, really? Very heavenly.
Really?
Everybody needs to experience.
I love how
Estes
you talk
Park.
About it. You should be part of the tourism committee. So I was just telling everybody because somebody said, "Have you seen a bear?" And I said, "No." But then on the plane ride here, I watched Cocaine Bear. You know that movie?
I don't.
Don't watch it.
Okay.
It's not a good movie. And now I'm afraid of all bears. And I'm afraid they're all in cocaine.
Well, you know, wildlife is everywhere, but that's why we listen to our intuition and our bodies, you know, and, but for the most part, I feel like the rangers, you know, they know when the bears are out.
Yeah.
But,
and then it was funny because the Uber driver was talking, there was a sign, it said prairie dog something habitat. I don't know. It was a big sign. And he was talking about it. And for the minute, I thought they were dogs. And I was like, we don't have this dog. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not a prairie dog.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it comes up out of the ground.
Yes, and they are so cute. They are
we
really...
don't have them.
Okay.
In Jersey. I'm from Jersey.
Okay. So you can, as you're driving, like on the diagonal here, there's a big field to the right.
And there was all those
and
little
there's all those little
And he said that there's like a whole like world underneath where it's connected.
Yes.
So crazy.
And they're so cute. They are.
That's so funny. Wait, somebody just said, I had to wait for an elk to cross in Estes Park years ago. He was huge, said Jim. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, the geese too. If they're walking in the street, you have to wait for them to walk by.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
love that because I love nature and I love all the furry babies.
Yeah, that's so great. That's so lovely. Well, thanks, Betty.
Well, absolutely.
You're like my own little tourism council. So
well,
great.
I hope everybody has a great day.
Thanks, Betty.
Absolutely.
Look how fun she is at 6 a.m. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I was able, there's an older film called The Bear. He ate psychedelic mushroom. Okay. What is up? It was so funny when she's like, you know, bears are everywhere. I was going to say, so is cocaine. But I didn't want to because I don't want to interrupt your story. But not wrong. Not wrong. Oh, look who decided to show up for work, Michelle Mooney. So you guys can't see her. But usually when we have guests on in the morning, Michelle is here by 8 o'clock in the morning. I had some internet issues, which is why I was late. When I popped on, Michelle wasn't here, and then I thought I was in the wrong spot, and then I went out again, because sometimes we set up two of the same show, but it wasn't, and then she was having internet issues, so we're all good. Yeah, ask Betty if she has plans December 1 to 3. Be like, Betty, did you want, how do you feel about dream catchers? She'd be like, I love them. I'm like, well, you are going to love this trip. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, she would love us. Mm-hmm. Michelle's like, why are you telling everybody I was late? Oh, no. You should see the face. She was like, that. She already said that with her face. Mm-hmm. The time difference is 2 hours. So, she can't travel. Last time I came to Colorado, it was in November. And remember, it was still dark when we were live. And it was cold. Remember, I was freezing. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tickets left for this one, Sebastian? No, this is not a ticketed event. Come to the Dime with Dina. But no, you can't come to this event. Why the bandage? Did I miss a story? No, it's not a bandage. It's I got the itis. We talked about this yesterday. About the itises. I don't know if it's a bursitis or a vaginitis. I don't know what it is, but it hurts. And this here doohickey is supposed to put pressure on it to stop it from moving. I would like to paralyze this arm. Well, that's who I am as a person. When body parts stop working, I shut them off. Oh, that'd be great. Anyway, Cocaine Bear. So I'm literally watching Cocaine Bear like this. I'm curled sideways in my chair. I might have been hugging the man next to me. But I'm like this. I'm like, why am I watching this? But I'm the kind of person that if that's vaginitis, it's in the wrong spot. What? You're kidding. Anyway. But I had to watch. I have to watch a movie or TV show in its entirety. Is there a name for that? Michelle, if you're watching a horrible movie or TV show and it's truly horrible, aka Cocaine Bear, can you turn it off or do you have to watch it till it's over? I can't turn it off. I have to watch till the end. Michelle said no. I love Cocaine Bear. Not scary at all. Just hilarious. Kezzy, I couldn't do it. And everybody was like, Dina, just pretend it's all fake. Nobody's really getting murdered. I'm like, then why do they make it like everybody's getting murdered? Mm-hmm. Just replace my limbs one by one. Exactly. I'm the same way with books too. Why do you have to watch it all? Susan, number one, it might get better. I knew it wasn't going to get better. I can turn it off at any time. I can't. And that's the thing. I remember Jim would pick the worst movies in the world. And then he'd be like, this is dumb, and walk away. And then I had to sit and listen to the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. If I start it, I have to finish it. Now, I'm not like that with a book. No, I'd be like, no, this is dumb. But a TV show, I have to. And God forbid, do you remember when they'd have cliffhangers? Remember when Fonzie jumped the shark? We all knew. And it's at the end, it was like, stay tuned. I was like, I don't want to stay tuned. But guess what? I stayed tuned. I had to watch the second part. Super dumb. Uh-huh. The guy with the mustache is a comedian and was big online before that role. The guy with the his torso was ripped off. I don't even know how to describe the characters because they all get their torsos torn off. There's just no way. I can't. It's so good, Betty.
Okay.
Hey, Betty, do you like to travel for holiday trips? Because we're going on a holiday trip to New York if you want to come. December 1 to 3. Everybody likes you already and they want you to come on the trip. Yeah, I'll tell you about it when I'm done. Okay. Betty's going to show up in this trip. Betty's going to come. And you'll know because she'll have sparkly eyes. You'll be like, oh, it's Betty from Colorado. Uh-huh. Missy, which one are they talking about? Which character? They all get murdered. Except for Carrie Russell. Is anybody pleasantly surprised that Carrie Russell is in everything now? Do you guys remember Carrie Russell, the actress? She played Felicity. Michelle knows. The one in the show. I thought that was the guy. I think that's the guy from Modern Family. Bacon. I'm just going to sit here and eat bacon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She doesn't age. And she was show I started watching. You know Gary Russell.
What?
He's the one with those cheesy mustaches. Well, they all had a cheesy mustache. It was awful. Yeah, the one in the tree was Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And by the way, I saw his name in the opening credits, so I knew he was in the movie. But when he showed up on screen, did not recognize him at all. I was like, that's him? Great actor. Completely different. Completely different than Modern Family. So good. So I don't know who you guys are talking about. Was there another tree? I don't know. Remember, she cut her hair off and then everyone went nuts and said her career was over? Exactly. Well, she's back 20 years later. Mm-hmm. Now I need to watch Cocaine Bear. Mm-hmm. Who didn't have a crush on Kerry Russell?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He played Tom in the movie. Was he one of the three guys that was in the bathroom? Maybe. All three of them were great. I know. Well, that's the other thing is Cocaine Bear. Why are we talking about Cocaine Bear? This is literally going to be a half hour of Cocaine Bear, but it just was so awful. Michelle's face. Okay. You want to move on to another topic, Michelle? Then why don't we talk about the murder hotel I was originally in? Does that make you better? And I'm going to tell you, when you put murder hotel, this is my second hotel, murder hotel with Cocaine Bear an hour earlier. I can't stay here. And then next thing you know, they moved us all to a different hotel. And I met Betty. And now I'm basically in rainbows. Okay? So yesterday, what The Diplomat with Kerry Russell, that's what I was watching. So good. She's so good. Mm-hmm. So good. So anyway. It has been quite a day. Murder hotel. Yeah. So there's a bunch of us at this here conference. And one of the people was like, I don't even want to say it. It's in the bed. And they move. And I was like, I'm out. I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. Please tell me where not to stay. Oh, I don't think you would stay there. So I'm positive. Make sure it looks like this in the pictures and you'll be fine. Yeah, no. I would have not gotten the description of Betty wrong. Yeah, no, Betty's going to be on our trip. It's going to be very exciting. So a lot of fun things are happening. Oh, no, there's a bug in the fruit. Okay, just too many things. Okay, hold on. So it has been a very eventful 24 hours of travel and getting here and meeting fun people like Betty. So I have been having such a lovely time. But I have also been super excited because we have some great guests on today. It's the first time that we have two guests on at the same time because they're a couple and they're great together and you're going to love them. So Michelle was fantastic enough to post about them yesterday and post a video. It's one of, I think it's actually the video of how I found them, I don't want to say too much. I hope you saw it, but I think we're going to show it again. So here's a little bit about them. Hope and Kadira Watson are known as relationship champions on social media. They share a bond of friendship for over two decades. Their romantic journey started 18 years ago, and they've been married for 14 years. They met in middle school, you guys. I love it. During the pandemic, they created their lifestyle brand, Every Day with H&K, to inspire healthy relationships with love and laughter. And I think we're going to show a video. Are we showing it, Shell? She's...
Keep that. Dangerous?
Yeah.
Hold on. See that? It's gonna take a lot more than this to keep this up. Don't break my arm. Don't break my arm.
How do I not do that? Don't put a hole in the wall.
I'm not.
Don't put so much pressure on. Huh? Wall moving it. No, we need something with a stud.
This is good.
That's good?
This is good.
Oh, we gotta get it. Oh. Huh? It's a loss of confidence in your eyes that I saw. I just... Keep that.
Keep that.
Yeah.
One more time.
We got this. Keep that.
How did he say? Keep that.
Get me over there.
It's not gonna happen. It's okay.
We tried. We gave it the best that we had. I guess our best wasn't good enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the show, Hope and Cordero.
Hi, guys.
Hey. You get applause and everything on the show.
I love that.
You guys are the best. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Let me just see if I can change this now. It cuts off Hope. Okay. So I'm so excited. I'm such fans of you. That video was amazing. Hope, when you were like, we're going to need to find a stud. I was like, that is so me right now. That we're going to break this wall. So funny. So tell everybody. So you met in middle school. You weren't dating during your high school years. It came later. Tell me all about it.
Oh,
we want to save you all those pleasant
Oh, it's been a long time. Yeah. So we actually knew of each other in middle school, right? Yeah. Well, he knew of me. I didn't quite know who he was, of course. But then we had mutual friends in like the same kind of circle. So we kind of knew of each other. But it wasn't until theater class, my sophomore year, his freshman year, that we actually met in high school. And there's a whole lot of stuff.
Where we dated for a month. Yeah. We both broke up because we both wanted to date somebody else.
Okay.
Stalker involved, so I took her to homecoming.
Yeah.
To help. All those type of things.
But then we finally, we had a couple friends. Well, they weren't a couple at the time, but we had some friends that wanted to get together. And so it was my best friend and his friend. And so we kind of hooked them up. And in that moment, we started talking again after our breakup. So it was my senior year, right? Your junior year. In between, like, we still kept in contact and all of that stuff, but it wasn't until after I graduated that I was like, hey, you know, I need a lunch date,
and
so let's just
randomly called me up.
I'm hungry, so you want to take me out.
I was always hungry, so I was like, well, what are you doing? And so we went to TGI Fridays, and the rest is history since then. It's been so much. So we've been together since '05, and still just goofy as ever.
Do you ever look at like pictures from like that long ago and be like, one day I'm gonna try to flip over your arm and that will be our life, people will know us?
I knew that there was gonna be fun involved, but I didn't know to what extent, right? Because we're just naturally around each other, at least like in public. I'm not goofy like that. But like in public, like in private, we're just goofy, so we figured it was gonna be some sort of fun, but never thought I'd be flipping over his arm.
The thing is, the people who know us and they see it, they be like, that's them, that's always
really
them. Like, just goofy.
So fun. So what made you guys go from like having this kind of wonderful relationship privately, you know, to saying, you know what? Well, the videos are so funny because when I saw it, you know, everybody that's watching has seen those videos where a guy is on the ground and the girl's got one. Everybody's seen it. And you're like, I hate that.
Yes.
What? Right. So when it came through, because most of your videos will start with that, right? I'm like, look at this crap again. And then all of a sudden you two show up. I'm like, what is
here we go?
How did this start? What are you from? Because it's in every video. Why?
No.
It was one of those things, like you said, everybody see those people that just like a certain look to them. You're like, just you guys. And so for
everything's
us,
perfect.
Everything's right? perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're so not that. And we know that most people on the internet is not like that. So they look like us, built like us. We don't have all the muscles and tone.
Abs.
And so, and abs, yeah.
What are those?
So it's like, I think people get a kick out of just seeing like regular people trying to do the stuff. And then we add this commentary and we try to sing the songs while we're doing it. And then we try to give it that confidence. So this was like the confidence, like, oh yeah.
We got it.
Well,
it's so funny that you say you sing the song, because last night I was going back through your feed to get ready for today, and there's one where Katera, you're on the floor, Hope gets on top, and it's like a ball, right? And you're supposed to do this, and then she's and it's the funniest thing to watch, because you don't roll. You're not rolling.
No,
but that was the first time that I realized that you guys were singing the songs, too. And I was like, they can't even get on a roll. Like, da-da-da. No. No. It was.
No. You'll never hear the full verse. Ever.
No. And it's so funny, because I saw your videos, and my son is at home. And I was like, I'm going to make Dean. I'm gonna try to do what Hope and Katera, and my son will be like, I can't even lift you. You know how big you are? Like, it's just so stupid. It's just, I just love it, because I think that besides being funny, I think you know, people call you relationship champions. And you know, why do you think it was so important? Because did you guys launch during the pandemic as well?
We did.
So we launched in 2020. And it was out of pure boredom. Like, we were both at home at that time. And it was something that we were looking through TikToks, and we were like, oh, we can do some of these dance moves. Like, we can do some of this. So literally,
I can do that.
No, we can't.
So I was like, okay, so this seems fun. So we needed something to pass time, because we had just been staring at each other like all day. And so I was like, okay, well, let's do some TikToks. And so we were looking at them, and we were like, yeah, that's funny. And we're like, post. And so then, the more we started posting, the more we started gaining momentum. And we were like, okay, like, this may be something. Yeah. And I think it was, you know, we started seeing some brand deals come in our emails. We're like, oh, we can make money just doing
right for
this.
Us, we don't come from that world. So we're like,
nobody does. Yeah.
People make money just doing this?
Yeah.
Want me to roll around on this floor? And that's it. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We just started having fun and just turning the camera on. That's literally what we did. And it just kind of grew from there, I would say.
And I think we still haven't, to this day, we haven't got used to it, because it's like, it's that, why do people want to watch us? Like, people really want to know what we're doing. Like, we're just regular people.
But we're the same ones that want to know what everybody else is doing.
Exactly. We're like, what are you doing? I was going to say, do people recognize you now when you're out?
Yes. They do. We went to church on Sunday, and there was a few people, and this guy was like, hey, y'all are that funny couple. Yep. They had traveled from Texas to come visit our church. And so it was like, oh, yeah, you know, but it's just so weird. Like, it's weird. But
it's funny because, you know, I do lots of videos as well. And it's always interesting the messages you get from people. Like, do you get lots of messages? And I imagine, like, are people talking about just how I would think, how wonderful it is to just watch two people, especially during the pandemic, getting along and having as much fun as you were having, because a lot of people were not having fun during the pandemic. So what have those messages been like?
Oh gosh, they've been so amazing. And I think like that is our driving force, right? Because you get those messages that's like, I haven't laughed all week and you guys somehow have managed to make me laugh. Or, you know, my mother just passed and I've been down and depressed. Or, you know, it's those messages that honestly, like, I feel like I'm getting emotional talking about it, but it's just like, you never know the impact that you're having on somebody's life. And I'm like, if we can just, it's so much going on in this world, but if we could shed a little light or make somebody laugh, like, that is where we get our drive from and like our push to keep going, because it's just it's inspiration.
Laughter is good for the soul. It's like medicine for the soul and for those people who are struggling or dealing with something. And you can go onto the internet and you can scroll and fall deeper into this hole of like, ugh, But to fall on ours and they're like literally laughing out loud, it's like, wow, thank you. I needed that. And those are just, those are the messages we just love. Like, that's the inspiration we want to have.
Yeah. Well, as relationship champions, and, you know, I feel like during the pandemic, like if your relationship wasn't great going into the pandemic, it surely wasn't great coming out of it. I got divorced myself. I know a lot of people did. But, you know, what advice do you have for people? Like, how inevitably everyone is going to have disagreements. Everyone's going to, you know, kind of have those moments. Like, are there things that you tell people that have helped you besides humor, obviously, which is always great?
Yeah, I would say for us, our initial thing is our relationship with God. Like, we personally have relationships with God and know that he is, like, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So that is kind of our foundation. That's kind of the first and foremost, where when things are going, we need to go to him in prayer and things like that. So that is going to be that first thing. And from that, it's like, okay, now I have to not be selfish. Like, we are, as individuals, as human beings, we are innately selfish. The first thing we say as we kids is mine. Like,
so Cadero, here's bacon. Is it my bacon or is it our bacon?
Exactly.
And right now it's all my bacon.
It's all your bacon, right? So
I love it.
So coming from that aspect, when you're dealing with troubles and having issues, a lot of times we first go to, how does that affect me?
Right.
And I'm only looking at it from my perspective because this is hurting me, instead of looking at the issue together and then me looking at it from her perspective.
Yeah.
She looking at it from my perspective. And now we try to come together to then figure it out together. A lot of times somebody's trying to make their decision on their end, and then now we don't even disagree because you didn't involve me at all.
Yeah.
So when you can now take an issue and try to bring it together, and communicate effectively, and that takes things like that and possibly therapy, different things like that. Those are the things we say, okay, that can be helpful. And then, like, for us, we're always dating. We're always trying to learn each other. She has evolved from to a totally different woman than I married and that I met in 2005. I married in 2009. She's not that woman anymore. So I always have to be a student to be like, all right, who is she now? Let me take her out on a date and get to know this little lady.
Yeah.
Like, I took her out for the very first time. Come here, girl. I want to take you to dinner and see something.
Yeah, who are you going to be tonight? What? So here's what I also love about you. And I think we're the same. So I'm a comedian by trade. That's how I started and kind of got into social media. My youngest, we'll say she learns a little different. And so that has been a journey for our whole family. Mm-hmm. And then going through the divorce and all of that. When I was going through your Instagram last night, I saw that you had shared the journey with your daughter. And it was just so beautiful. And I'm sure, again, that you must have gotten lots of messages about that. So many couples going through that. You know, what was that like to share? Because I know for me, because my channel is almost exclusively funny, putting things out there that are not funny was scary, but still important to me, because I was like you're saying, like, everything looks perfect, but you're like, even in a perfect situation, there are still, life happens. And what was that journey like, putting that out there and the feedback for that?
Oh, I was so nervous. Like, if I'm honest, like, I was so nervous. I was terrified. I was anxious, excited, like, all of the feels. And I think it was a thing of, because we used to get so many comments, when are you going to have kids? Or you guys just seem like y'all need kids right now. And I was like, okay, either we keep getting this or, like, we just kind of squash the noise and say, well, this is what we're going through.
Yeah.
And I never thought, like, in a million years that by us being so transparent, with dealing with infertility for over 11 years, like, there's so many people that goes through it, but never felt like they fully had the permission to talk about it, or felt like, you know, it was something you kept quiet in your home or didn't share. And the amount of messages that we got of, this freed me, or this just like made it okay to talk about, like, that is another reason of why we decided to share, because we wanted to open the door and open up the conversations that this happens. Mm-hmm. And I mean, especially like in our community, we don't talk about stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, okay, if we can just share this, and the amount of prayer requests that came in, or, you know, the stories we get now of, we've dealt with it too, but now we have a child. And it's like, so just amazing to hear those things. But I was terrified. I was nervous about putting out our pregnancy announcement because I was like, God forbid something happened. Like, we've put it out there now. And, you know, all of those things we just thought about and considered. But at the end of the day, I knew that God gave us this platform for a reason. And it's like, don't dare keep us quiet or keep me quiet on my miracle that I've performed in you.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, we've got to share it. You know, whatever happens, it's in God's hands. But we knew that it was just a conversation that needed to happen and inspiration that needed to be displayed.
Yeah.
Sometimes you realize you can be the only Bible or the only book that somebody opens. Like, you can be that walking Bible for them, or that closeness to God that they like, I don't believe in this. I had all these troubles, this, but then I see this and all they're talking about this. So maybe I got it wrong, or maybe I just need to give it a try, or maybe I need to get more into it. And that's what's that, again, that driving force is because our testimony can help someone else.
Yeah.
And it's not one of those things where it was like, boom, it just happened. It was like 11 years of struggle.
Yeah.
IUI, IVF. And then everybody sees the IVF and they're like, oh, well, you know, usually those are the thing that happens, the successful things. No, two rounds and nothing. And one took and then miscarriage. Like, it was one of those things like, wow, they went through it all. And then you see this story of this child that they had naturally.
Mm.
And they're, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, okay.
It's a great story. It's a great story. And it's funny. So sadly, I lost my dad probably 2 years ago. And we're Catholic and we're Italian. We eat, we talk, we pray to Jesus, all the stuff. Yeah. And it's so interesting because, again, we have our following here on Facebook. And again, everybody, we don't, you know, I talk about Jesus. I'm not trying to offend anybody. If you don't like it, what do you do with what you'd like, right? But during his journey, he had cancer. And we went on this, he wanted to do this pilgrimage to see this woman in Pittsburgh who he was big into angels. And he used to talk about angels all the time. And it was so interesting to me that even on a platform where you might not believe what I believe, there was just something really beautiful to see him talk about his religion and his dedication to it and the angels. And it just, like you said, Kadero, it just was beautiful. Like, you just don't know where your inspiration comes from. And maybe it doesn't take you all the way to a certain religion, but maybe it just gives you the inspiration you need for that time of your life. So it is. So on behalf of everybody that's going through whatever's on your plate or on my plate, I think it's really wonderful that you guys can share humor and then share the journey of the things that aren't so great. But it is just such a pleasure to meet you both. It's so great to see you not climbing a wall, but just sitting around and doing nothing to be just as
regular great. Life. What really happens most of the day?
I do have a request from Shakendra. She said, Kadero, if you have any single brothers, just let her know. Shakendra is our favorite, and we try to hook her up with random bus drivers or anybody that we can find a little handsome, a little funny. We're looking. Yeah. We have a whole singles community here.
Hey. So, you know. If you're ever out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, let us know that my Transformation Church is full of some brothers that may be willing, you know?
She's getting a bus ticket right now. She's like, where exactly? I'm going to need an address is what she's saying right now. Yeah, look at her. She just wrote, yes.
Yes.
You're about to meet Shakendra. So there it is.
Love it.
That's so fun. Well, thank you both so much for joining us. This has been such a treat. And do yourself a favor. Let me make sure I have all your handles right. You can find them on Instagram at everydaywithhk. Their website is everydaywithhk.com. And do you guys have any fun things on the horizon that you're working on? Any things that are coming up?
We're being very slow. No, when we first started out, we hit the ground running, right? Now we're being more strategic with everything that's going on. But there are a lot of things in our discussions here at home that we're excited to work on. So it will be a lot of things within the next year or two that's happening.
I was going to say, based on the eyes that you just did to Darrow, I was like, oh, there's something going on.
Something's going on.
I can't wait to follow along. Well, that's great. Well, thank you both so much. I look forward to seeing you both more on Instagram and following your journey. But thanks for being here. I know you've got lots of new fans here, so we're happy to have you.
Oh, appreciate it. Appreciate you.
All right. We'll see you guys soon.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. Are they adorable or what? I just couldn't stop smiling. And Shakendra's probably there already. She's probably in Tulsa right now. She's probably going to find out. She'd be like, are they going to church today? I know. How can you just not smile when they're around? I just love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Good looking out, Dina B. I know. I got you back. I got you back. You know, I'm going to ask Betty if she got a honey. She know of any honeys? Mm-hmm. I love them. Missy said, I'm so happy. I loved them before. Now I love them even more. They're just so great. I know. What a great way to start the morning. Michelle does such a great job. Every time, I'm sure a couple times a day, I'll like take a picture or something. Like, Michelle, get this person on the show. I love them. Good. Are they on TikTok? I don't know. But you can check them out. I'm sure. I'm sure you can find them. Definitely start following them. Yes. So, Jocelyn, Shakendra already joined the choir and she's planning the next potluck. There you go. Shakendra is in. She's going to be leading Bible study this weekend, for anybody that would like to go. So I just declined my coworker's call. She's like, they may be trying to call me from Tulsa right now. So I have to keep the line free. So, Christy said they are on TikTok. So, I didn't know they were in Tulsa. Yeah. Yeah. So what a great morning, everybody. It's Thursday, September 7th. I'd like to remind people of that every once in a while, as well as myself. Let's see, we have one more day. Tomorrow I'm going to try to get to a location so you guys can see the mountains in the background. Today I was a little nervous about roaming around because my internet is not always great. So I wanted to be here at the hotel to make sure that, look, she goes, I do lead Bible study on Thursdays, girl. How'd you know? Uh-huh. Yeah, and here comes the Shakendra meme from Jody. Oh, she gonna be in a choir, and Hope and Kadero are gonna be in the. I don't even know. Hope's not even gonna make it. She's gonna be all Kadero in the choir, and Shakendra. And so there we go. We are on Facebook every day with H and K. So they're on Facebook and they are on TikTok. I've heard of their church in Tulsa. They're friends with the pastors of the church. I used to go in Oklahoma when I lived there. Great people. Oh, yeah. Oh, we have a great guest next week, too. Oh, you're going to love next week. Hold on. Ready? Michelle makes me say this. Okay. She does it, but she writes it up, and I'm supposed to read it. All right. Here we go. You guys, are you ready? Is it Thursday, Michelle? It's Thursday, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sit back for a second. Relax your face. Just do it. Relax your face. Okay. Next week. Next Thursday, we have Danielle Collins. You're like, who's Danielle Collins? Oh, I'm about to tell you that she is the world's leading face yoga expert. What? Do those words even go together? I have no idea. Listen, if you're like, Dina, I can't do yoga. It's too much for my body. Is it too much for your face? Is it? Your face could look so much better if you would just yoga it. I don't even know what it means, but next week, face yoga, put on your sports bra. I don't even think you need pants to do face yoga. So Michelle's like, you don't. She didn't say that. I said that. Michelle would never say that. Yeah. And it won't make you fart either, Missy. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it going to be like Dai's chair yoga where you hurt your knee? Probably not. Probably not. Yeah. Why Botox when you can face yoga with Danielle? So listen, so today was like face yoga because Hope and Kadero made you laugh And now we're going to do more face yoga. We're just going to relax it. I love the, who's loving our guests? Should we do more? Because I just love, like, if there are people that you're seeing online, you're like, I would love to see more of them or learn more about them. Send us a message. Should we send it to you, Michelle? Send it to Michelle. So it's Michelle at onefunnymother.com. She is going to regret putting this out there. Because you're going to get a lot of dirty requests. It's going to be just Shakendra sending you a picture of Cadero. Please get this man on. We're like, we already had him on. Did we? Where does he live? Because that's how we roll. So I really enjoyed the guests. I know, me too. Kingdom, good morning. Oh, can you get the guy who cuts wood with the axe? Oh, Alejandra, I know who you're talking about. Michelle, you know who we're talking about? Michelle, look up guy who cuts wood with an axe. I'm sure that's going to reveal a number of possibilities. But this guy is like really hot and he cuts wood. That's not going to narrow it down at all. But somebody will find him and he looks like a lumberjack. Still not going to narrow that down. But Alejandra, take a picture, send it to Michelle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where Austin is today. But we would need the wood guy to come in. What if he came to my house and chopped wood? Michelle, what if I went to his house and chopped wood? Oh, Thorin Bradley. Michelle, write it down. Thorin Bradley is his name. Look at us. Now, look, people are like, listen, you want gas? Let's just find all the hot men on Instagram. Shakendra's like, what was his name again? Thorin? Make sure he gets into the meme, Jody. Just put Thorin in the background of the choir. Yeah. Just Google hot lumberjack that cuts wood. Yeah. No. Bradley Thor. I don't know. So that's the thing. All right, everybody. Well, I think we had a great day. I think it's Thursday. It's 6 o'clock in the morning here, and I've already started having a great day. And I hope you did too. Except you have a gas fireplace. Be quiet, Judy. Okay. Why don't you mind your business? All right. If I want, maybe I'm using the wood for another reason. Okay, Judy, maybe I want to build a log cabin in my yard. You don't know. Okay, so hush it. Okay, do not ruin the lumberjack for me. Okay. Wait, how have I missed this lumberjack? Oh, we're going to find him. Oh, Michelle is two L's. Two L's. Michelle with the two L's. All right, so have a great, how did we get pink on the show? If we had pink on the show, could you imagine? One day we're going to have, like, pink on the show. Oh, real people are showing up to the patio now, so I should go because I look crazy. All right. I'm going to go, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thanks to Michelle. Let's hear for sexy producer Michelle. She did a great job today. I want to thank everybody for watching. Remember what Judy from Saskatoon says. She says, do something nice for yourself and someone else. I'll be back here tomorrow. So have a great day and a blessed day. And I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. I'll see you. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.